Our original director for Africa, Mr. Patrick Youssef, visited Sudan last week. He spent almost 7 days here in Sudan, from Port Sudan to Madani. Also, he went to Khartoum. He had several meetings. He visited people. He was in contact with those affected by conflict. He passed some messages to authorities, to parties involved in the conflict. And the conclusion is that civilian population must be protected. The message from ICRC is to remind both parties in this conflict their obligation to spare civilian population, their obligation to protect those who are wounded, their obligation to protect things those belongs to civilians. So looting, for example, sexual violence and other violation of IHL should stop. That's the main message coming from our regional director.
ICRC is one of the, you know, international organizations on the ground. And could you tell us some of the things that ICRC has done so far in regards to protecting civilians? For instance, wounded combatants.
For ICRC, the message is for authorities to facilitate the work of a humanitarian organization and to give more space, to give access to humanitarian organizations so that we can provide support, assistance to those who are in need. Regarding what we are doing for civilian population since the beginning of this crisis, let me tell you just two activities we are implementing since the beginning of this week. And this is particularly about Darfur. In Darfur, in Al Janina, the ICRC has deployed a surgical team since last weekend. And the surgical team is taking care of wounded civilian and also wounded from both parties, wounded from Sudanese armed forces, as well as wounded from RSF. This is what our surgical team is doing in Al Janina. Also in Al Janina, we have started today a training on the management of the dead. You know, it's important when there are dead in a city to make sure that they are to take care of them with dignity so that the families can know what happened to their loved one. So we are organizing training for volunteers of Sudanese Red Cross Society so that in case there are dead bodies in the city, they know how to manage such situation. Also in Darfur, we received a request from both parties, RSF and SAF, Sudanese Armed Forces, to facilitate the release of detainees. You know, following fighting in Nyala, there are some detainees under RSF. So RSF asked ICRC to facilitate the release of these detainees so that they can join their families. And since last weekend, our team is working in Nyala to register these detainees, to know what about their families so that they can be released with their families. And today we have started handover these detainees with their families in Darfur to their families in Nyala.
Let us talk about access to humanitarian organizations. I know that you are saying you've been moving from one point to another. Is that a common situation with other humanitarian organizations on the ground?
Access is an issue, including for ICRC. This is the message our regional director wanted to pass to authorities and to parties involved in the conflict to facilitate access of humanitarian organizations. Access is an issue, first, due to security guarantees. To have access to those in need, parties involved in the conflict should allow humanitarian organizations to move with security guarantees. This is one aspect. Second aspect is about bureaucratic situation. You know, to get access, we need for humanitarian workers to get visa, for example. We need to get permit to move from one place to another place.
Bring us up to speed on what is happening. For instance, in other states that have not been affected by the fighting, but you know, there's always a ripple effect of any conflict.
Absolutely. Fighting is affecting mostly Khartoum, Darfur region, South and West Kordofan mostly, but the impact of the conflict, you can see it everywhere in Sudan. It can be in Port Sudan, it can be in Kassala region, it can be in Damazin region, in Al Jazeera, the place I'm talking from. Everywhere you see the impact of the conflict. You can see the impact of conflict first regarding internal displaced people. You see them everywhere in Sudan today. So everywhere you see people coming from Darfur, you see people coming from Khartoum, you see people coming from South Kordofan, so displaced people everywhere. So every family is affected. This is one thing. The impact of the conflict is also about the economy of the country. Price of food, for example, has increased more than 40% compared to what it was before April 2023. So this affects everyone. The situation is that fighting is not happening everywhere in Sudan, but the consequences of the conflict is reaching every family in this country.